Welcome to the Fire Church Podcast. Today we pray Holy Spirit will speak through this message and into your life right where you are.
I feel like there's more that he wants to deposit, but he said, he never asked me to do this before. He said, ask them if they actually want it. So is there anyone here that wants me to share just a little bit what I feel is on Father's heart for you and for this church? Because otherwise I'll go home right now. But if you want it, then I think we'll step into it for a little bit. There's nothing on TV anyway, so it's all good. Yeah? Seriously, most of what's on there, you shouldn't be watching anyway. Amen? Amen? Praise God. If I can... Okay, praise God. So you can come and grab a seat for a moment. Praise the Lord. This reminds me of my home church, Numa. The preaching normally doesn't start for at least 2 hours anyway on a revival. Can I have all the house lights on, please? That'd be wonderful. It'd be wonderful. They're coming. Everyone say they're coming. They're coming. Kura baba kuranda. Let me just encourage you right now. Take all you can from God. I think God's looking for some spiritual gluttons. Anyone like a big feast in the natural? God says be one in the spiritual that, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when you've tasted and seen, take more, take more, take more. And don't let this thing here get in the way of what God wants to do. Don't let the skeptics say that's all about emotion. Just come on. I just want more of God, guys. I want more of God. I want more of God to fill me, but I also want more of God to flow through me. And I just want to speak into something for a few moments. And by a few moments, I mean until I'm finished. How many people are getting to know me? How many people love me? I'll grow on the rest of you. Let me just speak this for a little bit here tonight. Father, let your word come rich. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. I read it this morning, but let me just speak into it. Moses talking to the children of Israel on behalf of the Lord, and he says, see that you do all. Everyone say all. All I command you, do not add to it or take away from it. These are days, church, where God is calling the people of God to do all that he has commanded, where we do not add to it and we do not take away from it. We do not add to the word of God. We do not take away from the word of God. But the word that God gave me for tonight, which I just want to speak into for a little bit, I don't want to speak too long, but I do want to just drop this into your spirit because I think this is essential for Fire Church. And if you're visiting from another church, it's essential for your church because it's essential for the body of Christ right now. And I want to speak for a few moments on full maturity. Full maturity. I want to talk about fullness for a moment, and I want to declare that our God is a God of fullness. We got to start with the nature of God always. He's not a God of lack. He's not a God of partial. He's not a God of incomplete. He's a God of fullness. Everyone say fullness. The Bible says in John 1 verse 14, and the word became flesh. Talking about Jesus. The word became flesh and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. I need you to get this right now. A lot in the body of Christ over recent years, we've seen a real drift into people either on the side of truth or they're on the side of grace. Anyone seen this in the body of Christ? It's all about truth, 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 truth. You got to preach truth. It doesn't matter how you come across. And many times that truth can be polarizing because there's no love, there's no grace. But at least we're preaching the gospel. And then you got other people on the side of grace, 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 where it's all about grace. God loves you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Truth gets watered down because it's all about grace and love. And I remember saying to God on this journey, God, would you please show me the right balance between truth and grace? Because so many people are getting into error on one side or the other. And the Lord said to me, I don't like the word balance. I'm a God of fullness. He says, I come full of grace and I come full of truth. I am fully grace all the time and I am fully truth all the time. We need to understand our God is not a partial God. He's not sometimes partially loving and partially joyful. He's full of joy. He's full of love. He's full of peace. He's full of grace and he's full of truth. Our God is a God of fullness, and God desires us to be a people of fullness. I just feel that God wants to fill believers up. Some people say, I've been filled with the Spirit, I don't need more. My comment to that is, are you exactly like Jesus? If not, you need some more. I'm 50, I've been walking with my Lord. With God since I was a kid, for years, decades in ministry. And I tell you right now, I'll take any opportunity, give me more. Fill me up. Not because he's insufficient, but because I leak. Anyone else leak? Anyone else have a life outside of these four walls? You know, the life where stuff happens and dirt gets on you and disappointment comes and hurt comes. Anyone? Anyone where life gets you down? How many people know that sometimes we drift? We don't run away from God, but we can just drift because of busyness, because of things going on. God, I need you. We'll wake up in the morning. We're driving here today and we're worshiping on the way. And I'm coming to be the one speaking the word of God as a man of God. I'm going, Holy Ghost, fill me up. Holy Ghost, I need you more. I want to encourage you. Take the fullness of God. Take the fullness of God. We need it, church. The world needs an encounter with believers that are not satisfied in what they had yesterday. It's not a striving, it's God, it's a posture of God, fill me up. God is looking for a people that are people of fullness. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory. I want to tell you, everything we need is divinely connected to our knowledge of Jesus Christ. These are days where we need greater revelation of seeing God as He is. I think one of the things He's doing in the church right now is actually almost like, if you got your glasses, He's cleaning the outside so we can actually see Him more clearly. Many of us want to understand what's happening in situations. God wants us to see Him more clearly. I just need an answer on this, God. I want to understand this. I want to understand this and that. I want to understand about this, about the end times and the second coming. I want to understand this about this. How about, God, I want to see you more clearly. Do you know that every time I miss the mark and I stumble and I fall, which I do, anyone else? That's good. So you look at me holier than thou. We all miss the mark. Every time it's because we're listening to a different voice than the voice of God and we're not seeing God as clearly as He wants us to see Him. And God says, I just want to clean the lens a bit. I yearn for people. I yearn for myself. I yearn for you. I yearn for the body of Christ, that we come into the fullness of seeing God as He is. And I want to encourage you to yearn for that. Ask God to reveal who He is to you and I more and more. God's a God of fullness. God wants us to be a people of fullness. But I want to speak into the word maturity for a few moments, because I feel that's where Father wants us to land here today. And I don't want you to switch off. I want you to switch on. The Lord said to me, salvation's the starting point, not the finishing line. Sometimes we spend so much time bringing people to the Lord, and it's like that's the pinnacle. They've got saved. Yes. Let's go looking for the next. Can I say that's the starting point of their journey and even of their life? God wants to mature believers. God wants to mature you, and God wants to be mature me more and more. The Lord said when people get saved, they haven't arrived, they've just commenced. When people get saved, they haven't arrived, they've commenced. They've commenced. They've started. And I just want to preach this for a little bit here. Philippians 1:6. Paul writes, being confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you, he will carry it on to completion. When? Until the day then Christ Jesus comes again. I want to tell you right now, if our life is not different than it was a week ago, than a year ago, we shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back. We're saying, God, would you give me the spirit of repentance, God? It's not bad people that come into deeper revelation of God wanting to trim that thing off and cut that thing off. It's actually hungry people that say, God, I love you with all my heart and I want to be more like you. Would you shine your spotlight on my heart? If there's things that are not of you, would they fall away? I tell you right now, godly people yearn for God to refine them and change them. People talk about the fire of God. We need the fire of God. We need the fire of God. And I say yes and amen to that because it talks about being baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. But I want to tell you what fire does. Fire reveals what needs to be removed. If Father reveals something that needs to be removed from your life that is keeping you from going deeper in Him, don't bemoan the fact that something's wrong. Thank God that He's brought it to the surface so He can skim it off so that you can become more pure and more holy. We feel closest to God when those things are removed from us. It's God's love that brings things to the surface and into the light. I thank God when He reveals to me that attitude. That's not right. That motivation's not right. And I respond to Him in repentance. Father, forgive me. And I feel like He washes over me and He refines me and He makes me more like Jesus. Praise you, Father. So how do we measure spiritual maturity? And I really feel that this is on God's heart, Fire Church. I'm going to speak just honestly as a spiritual dad right now for a few minutes. Can I do that? I think I alluded to it this morning. We talked about it a little bit over lunch, but I want you to get my heart. One of the things that God is realigning in the body of Christ is a focus on godly character over spiritual gifts. Too many times we are promoting people because of spiritual gifts when we should be elevating people because of godly character. We reproduce after our own kind. I said to your pastors today, when we're looking at appointing people, the number one question is, do I want the people they lead to be just like them? Not can they lead a group, can they do this, can they do that? No. Are they like Jesus? And God is wanting to actually bring back to its right place spiritual maturity. Let me tell you just two things about spiritual maturity. And there's more, but this is what Father gave me. When I said, how do we measure spiritual maturity? He says, a measure of spiritual maturity is the speed of your obedience to all that God has said. It's not your obedience, it's the speed. If there is, over the years, an increasing speed between hearing and obeying, you're maturing. But if you hear what God says and you wrestle it with 3 weeks before you say yes, and 10 years later you hear God speak and you're still wrestling for 3 weeks before you say yes, you're not maturing. I obey God when I get three signs, three confirmations, a talking donkey and a camel. I'll obey God. That's not maturity. It's the speed of your hearing and obeying. God is looking for a people who quickly respond. Come on, it might be, sometimes it's the difference between life and death. I get the picture in my mind right now. Parents walking with a little kid and they're walking beside the road and the kid starts to run. And the parent says, stop. In that moment, it's not time to teach the child to quickly respond. You're about to see the fruit of whether they have learned to respond along the way. And it could be the difference between their life and the death. Am I making any sense? God wants people who hear and obey, hear and obey, hear and obey. It's not hear, enter into discussion, read the fine print, amend what God said, and then maybe I'll partially obey. God is looking for maturity. But Steve, I need to understand what God's asked me to see to weigh up the cost. I'll get to that in a moment. I just feel the Holy Ghost is saying that this measure of maturity, the speed of our obedience, this is especially true when the personal cost is high. I don't want to say the wrong thing here, but I do need to be transparent, because otherwise the amount of times people look at us and they even say things, well, that's fine for you, but you wouldn't understand, but this is my situation. If we told you some of our situations, you go, okay, they're the same situations. I remember the time I was in New Zealand ministering. I was by myself at the time. Sally wasn't traveling with me at that time. And I said to the Lord, being in my hotel room, by myself once again, having the intense spiritual battles, mental battles. Can I be honest with you? Is that all right, church? Going through in tears, go, God, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I want to be home. Can I just minister around Melbourne? God, the cost is too high. Can I be honest, church? The cost is too high. This being on the front line is too high. And the Lord said to me very clearly that day, He says, I want you to replace the word cost with the word privilege. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down His life for me, and He laid down His life for you. Part of maturity is understanding there is a cost to following Christ. And God is calling us to be a people where our obedience becomes more quick to the Spirit of God. Obedience is not a pick and choose scenario. I'll obey this, but not this. I'll obey this, but not this. Let me just make it really simple today. Part of maturity is a quickening obedience to what the Spirit calls you and I to do. And that's not just go to Africa. That's who you're reading the Bible, and the Bible says forgive, and you go, God, okay, I've been really hurt, but Lord, I hand them to you. Lord, I forgive them in Jesus' name. That's maturity. The speed of our forgiveness of others is a sign of our maturity. The speed of our letting go of offense, so it becomes a noose around our own neck. There's too many Christians there's almost a stench of bitterness that sometimes follows us because we're not letting go of others and other people's offenses. And man, the depth of hurt that some of us have gone through is so deep, and that's why we need the grace of God to help us. Can I hear an amen? I can't do it by myself, but we've got the grace of God, and I'm calling you up. I'm calling me up. There's things that I have to forgive people of hurt, heavy hurts, but God says, I'm just looking for a people that will quickly respond and quickly obey all that I have said. And the second one that I want to mention is a measure of maturity is the increasing evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. It's the speed of your obedience, and it's the increasing evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. And can I say that this is especially true in difficult times? It's easy to be patient when you're sitting on a beach. You've got 3 weeks and no phone and no interruptions. You don't develop patience right there. But you know those situations in life when you're running late and people cut you off and people abuse you? Anyone? Let me read you a scripture and then tell you what it means. James 1, 2 to 4 is very well known. Consider it pure joy when everything goes your way. Birds are singing. Angels are flying around. Leaves are rustling. You're doing the Sound of Music. The hills are alive. No, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith, hang on, I thought you were talking about trials. You need to understand trials are simply tests. We've got to stop fearing tests. As we need to stop fearing temptation. Do you know that temptation is just as much an opportunity to do good as it is to do evil? A test is not to determine whether you're bad or good. It just reveals what you really know and believe so that that which you don't know, you can know. Are you with me? A test in school, it shouldn't determine I'm bad or good. No, no, no. You get whatever percentage. Okay, then these are the things I need to learn and increase and grow in. We've made it all bad, but it says that the trials of many kinds, the things that come against you that you think, man, this is difficult, it actually tests your faith to see whether or not what you say you believe when it's all going well, you actually believe. God, I trust you until something happens that makes it question. See, that's a trial which is testing your faith. But it says, let the testing of your faith produce perseverance. But then here comes the clincher. You must let perseverance finish its work. Then you'll be mature, complete, lacking nothing. Fullness. Mature, complete, lacking nothing. How? By passing the test through perseverance. I'm trying. Man, Paul was beaten and in prison. Talk about a trial. But again, I've learned the secret of being content, Father. Joseph had the right perspective. He had a dream from God, and then everything for 13 years went against that dream. From those that should have been most for him were most against him, threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery, falsely accused of rape, falsely imprisoned, and then forgotten in prison 13 years later. And then he gets appointed to the position that he had a dream about. 9 years after that, so 22 years after his brothers sold him, he encounters his brothers and he comes out with the most profound statement, and I want you to hear it right now. He said to his brothers, yes, you sold me into slavery, but God was sending me. It wasn't a denial of what they did, but he says, you need to understand, you're not bigger than God in my life. I want to tell you that health challenge, that relational challenge, that financial challenge, that person who is against you is not greater than the God who is for you. Man cannot close the door in your life that God wants open. We got to stop elevating the power of people over the power of God. You sold me, but God sent me, and God sending is greater than man selling. I just want to encourage some people in this room. People that say, God, make me more like you. Anyone prayed that prayer? It went really quiet then. This might be a trick question. I'll just wait to see what others answer. God, I want to be more like you. God, make me more patient. Any man ever prayed that? Wives, stop nudging your husbands. God, make me more patient. And then any situation that tries our patience, we remove ourselves from. So that I can honor God. I'm in a work situation, God. I want to be more like you, and I keep on losing my patience. So I need to find another job so that I can be a good witness for you, because I keep on losing my cool here and I keep on doing the wrong thing here. So God, would you remove me from that and place me into another place? All the while, God says, but the trial of your faith, it actually tests, the trial of life actually tests your faith. You've been asking me for patience, so I've got you in a situation where it can be tested so that you can be refined and actually develop the fruit of the Holy Spirit as you lean into Him. But you remove yourself and then you come over here and you've still got the same thing, and the same thing happens again. So you remove yourself from that job and go to another job, and 5 years later you're in three or four or five different jobs because you wanted to move to a place where your patience wasn't tested, because you want to be patient, which is what people do with marriages all the time. I'll remove myself three, four times later. God's saying, but you've been saying, I want to be more like you, and you keep on removing yourself from every opportunity to actually become more like me. I'm not saying we need to be saddest. Hit me again. But count it all joy when you go through these trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith will produce perseverance. But you got to let perseverance finish its work. So perseverance is actually doing a work in me. I realize that the more I go through those things, the more I'm going, God, I need you. He goes, great. You're getting it, Steve. Yep. I need you, Lord. Yep. Here's the truth. Sometimes we think we need God more than other times, but we need God equally all the time. The times where we don't feel we need God is probably because we're self-reliant. In Him I live and move and have my being. I need Him all the time for everything, including the things that I can do well. So do you. So God is calling the church to full maturity. Full maturity is actually the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. There's the mirror that God says, let's hold that up. Stop measuring yourself by how well you're leading and how well you're doing this, that, and the other. God, how's my joy levels right now? How's my patience right now? How's my kindness right now? I have a yearning in my heart, church. I'm being honest with you. I just want to become more like Jesus, because I know that really pleases the Father. But not through me striving, but me saying, God, I need you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Almost done. I heard the Lord say, it's time to put away childish things. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with the six-year-old who mum and dad are feeding. But with the odd exception, there's something wrong with a 20 or 30-year-old that mum and dad are still feeding. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. Men and women of God, look at me. The word of the Lord to some of us in this room is, it's time to put the things of childhood behind you. It's time to grow up in Christ. It's actually time to reach full maturity in God. If you're the same in your character as you were 5 years ago, it's time to grow up. If you respond to that challenge the same way you did two years ago. It's time to grow up. God is calling us to full maturity. And I heard the Lord say, don't stop short. I truly believe that this should be our desire. Paul said this. He said, whatever you have learned from me or received from me or heard from me or seen in me. How many people know that that pretty much covers everything about your life? Get it again. Whatever you have learned from me, anything I've taught, anything you've received from me, you know, when you're just around people, you can pick things up about people, sometimes good things, sometimes bad things. Are you with me? Anything you've heard from me, anything that comes out of my mouth, anything you've seen me do, anything that you've seen me do in my work, in my family, in my marriage, anything, Paul says you can put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you. Huh. The Bible literally says in 1 John 4:17 that in this world we are like Jesus. That's not just moving in the power of God. That's actually walking in the gifts of the, sorry, in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. People said to Jesus, show us the Father, that's enough. He says, don't you know if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. A lot of people have said to me over the years, man, you're so much like your natural father, David McCracken. People see me preach, see me walk. Man, you're just a little mini me. And they go, oh, sorry. They probably, you don't want to hear that. I say, it's the greatest thing you could ever say to me, that I'm like my natural father and I'm like my spiritual father. Like father, like son. That's a compliment. It's not a criticism. And God says, the Father in heaven says, I'm looking for some people that look just like my son, Jesus. Because that's how people are going to come into an encounter with God as he is. Full maturity is this. It's looking like Jesus. Fire Church, that's what I'm calling us to do, to step into as a pursuit. Yes, develop your gifts, but above all, say, Holy Ghost, make me more like Jesus. Holy Ghost, make me more like Jesus. Real quickly, three enemies to full maturity. Number one is a focus on me being right and on my rights. On me being right and on my rights. That's an enemy. It's all about, I just want to be right in this argument right now. In this conversation, I just got to win. My rights, I should be able to do this. I should be able to watch that. I should be able to do that. The antidote to that is what Jesus said. If you want to be my disciple, deny yourself. The enemy is, it's all about me. Jesus starts to say, deny yourself. Church, listen to me. Embrace the word of the Lord, as I'm almost done here right now. Embrace the word of the Lord in every area of your life. This is not for your Sunday life. This is not for your devotional life. This is for every part of your life. Church, listen to the cry of Father's heart. Deny yourself. It's not about you. It's not about your rights. Christians don't have any rights but to do the will of the Father. It's my right, Steve, if I want to, I can do this. Are you born again? Yes. Then no, it's not your rights. We got to do a death blow to, I should be able to do this. And we got to stop measuring ourselves against other people. Well, at least I'm not doing that. At least I'm not that bad. At least I'm better than them. Our measure is not another person. Our measure is Jesus Christ. That's our only measure. And if I measure myself by Jesus, I've always got further to go. This is not condemnation. This is invitation. Because the more I step towards him, the freer I become. The more joy-filled I become. The more peaceful I become. Why? Because that's the fruit of his Holy Ghost. The second enemy is a focus on my comfort and my ease. Come on, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this spiritual warfare and this test and this trial. Oh, yes, you did. In the same way that the antidote, the answer to a focus on me being right and my rights is to deny yourself, the focus on my comfort and my ease is to take up your cross. Woo! How you doing? Oh, not sure what came out. That was in the spirit. Hey! Woo! Holy Ghost said, we just need a little bit of lightness right now for a second. Stop it. It's not always about comfort and ease. It's about taking up your cross. Can we settle once and for all? The easy Christian life don't exist. Last time I checked, if I'm not following Jesus, I'm going to have trouble. If I'm following Jesus, I'm going to have trouble. If I'm not following Jesus, some days are going to suck. If I'm following Jesus, some days are going to suck. There's a common denominator here. So therefore, I'd rather do it with him than without him. What's happened in the last 3 minutes? I think what Father's doing right now is a physical manifestation. This is what happens when you say, God, make me more mature. More joy comes. More life comes. This is not a laborsome thing to step back from. This is a joyous thing to embrace, Pastor Alex. I want to embrace it. Father, make me more like Jesus. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. He goes, great, deny yourself. Okay, God, you're going to have to help me with that. Great, yep, every day. You know, you're going into one of those conversations, God, would you be seen, not me? Would this be about me elevating you, not about me being right now? Father, help me, help me, help me, help me. And then, Father, if I go to say something that dishonors you, would you stop me, Holy Ghost, and I'll keep my mouth shut? The amount of times that the Holy Ghost has stopped me mid-sentence. Come on. But it's not about comfort. It's not about ease. Come on. Take up our cross, take up our cross, take up our cross. And the final thing is to focus on my understanding and me working things out. That's an enemy to becoming more like Jesus. My understanding and me working things out. Some of you in this room, you're in that place where you're looking towards God saying, what's this all about? Working it out, understanding is a great enemy. Because that's why he says, no, just come follow me. As you walk with me, it will become clear. I've heard many people say, when I get clarity on this, then I will. Can I tell you what that is? You've made your clarity on more important than God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. He's been showing me over recent times, if you trust in your own understanding, you cannot be trusting in the Lord with all your heart. If you're leaning on your own understanding, if that's what's actually keeping you up and supporting you, it means you're not trusting the Lord with all your heart. You can't have it both ways. And it's very interesting that the Lord said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind. The reason God gave you a mind is to love God, yet for many people, their mind is the very thing that stops them loving God. But he said, love me with all your mind. So the thing that was given to you as a gift to love him has actually become the obstacle that keeps you from him. It's time for us to get this thing to bow its knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2 that I have the mind of Christ. And I wonder if he had to daily get up. I have the mind of Christ right now. Come on, I have the mind of Christ. Father, I've got the mind of Christ right now. I'm going into the situation. God, I've got the mind of Christ. Come on. One of the great things, I'm going to be really transparent with you. I have struggled and I've been diagnosed with mental illness myself. And that was only a couple years ago. I've never said this in a church and I hope this is all right to say this. It's not because sometimes, again, that's fine for you, that's easy for you. There's often a regular battle with highs and lows where I'm having to come back to the truth of God's word. I have the mind of Christ. Come on. My mind is not the devil's dumping ground. It's the mind of Christ. Sometimes I win and sometimes I lose, but I am still here because I'm going to keep on going. And if I stumble and if I fall, I'm going to get back up again. There's been times I wanted to give up on the journey. How can I be a man of God if I struggle so much in here? I'm being transparent with you. But I'm saying God is not looking for a people that everything is fine and in its place, but deny themselves, take up the cross, and I'm going to follow you. And that's why I've got a wife who says, come on, Steve, I'm not going to let you give up because the call of God is upon your life. So don't look at me and say, that's fine. It's not many days. I have to walk through contradictions. I've never said this. I've got to walk through contradictions along the way that says, hang on, the peace of God guards your heart and mind. And sometimes I feel that, and sometimes I don't feel that. But where am I going to land? Without Christ, I'm still going to have it, and it's going to be hopeless. And if I'm in the middle of the dark valley, oh, praise God, there's people who walk, come on, tomorrow's another day, come on, tomorrow's another day. And you start to pray and worship. And sometimes my wife has actually said to me, come on, right now, let's get up and let's just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's start to warfare. And everything in me says, I can't because of this. And sometimes she picks me up. Come on, if someone falls down, brothers on either side, we pick up. We're going to go together. We're going to go together. We're going to go together. Stop, like me, can we stop making excuses for why we're not growing up in Christ? It's time for the church to look like Jesus, not just in the signs and wonders, but the character and the fruit. My wife can testify, and please correct me publicly if I'm wrong, I'm becoming more and more like Jesus as the journey goes on. I'm learning what it is to reflect Him more and more. By the grace of God, by His love, but by my posture of my heart towards Him, God, search me and know me. As I said this morning earlier on, we've both been repenting more in the last year than we've ever repented. I'm not talking about big, gross things that would derail everyone. I'm talking about those little things, because here's what I'm realizing and what my wife is realizing. The more I'm looking to God and the closer I'm getting to God, the little things He reveals so He can get rid of, so I feel closer to Him. If there's no repentance in our lives, then there's no maturing in our lives. It might be a little thing. You know, when you do something and hang on, the motivation you get prompted, was it about my glory or was that about your advancement? God, I'm sorry, I don't want this to be about me right now. I've been repenting even for the ways I've ministered at times when it becomes about, I want people to recognize or notice something. I'm being really honest. The Holy Ghost goes, no, 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 that's not right. Your motivation matters, Steve. This is about me. Don't get in the way and don't claim the glory. The closer you get to God, the purer you become in His eyes. He wants to make you and I holy. Be ye holy even as I am holy, says the Lord. Come on, put off those things of the flesh and pick up the things of the Spirit of God. It's time for the church to look like Jesus. I just hear the Father call us in response as we close here tonight. This is what I feel the Father say. He's looking for people that have an unconditional yes to Him tonight. This is about full maturity. No music, no nothing. But the Holy Ghost has been stirring you. The Holy Ghost has been speaking to you. And this is simply a call to those that say, Father, I want to give you my unconditional yes. If you've been in any of the meetings this weekend and anything that you've seen from Sally and I or received from us or the Holy Ghost has been doing, you say, I want to step closer towards Father and I want to step deeper into full maturity. I just want to know God more and I want to reflect God more. If that is you on any level, any person, I want you to stand to your feet right now. And I want you to actually stand to your feet. Just remove that. Shura bakia pa kobri andara. Ura bakia takiana. Shura bakuri andara bakuri andara bakuri andara bakata sikirabana. If you're willing and you're ready, I'm talking from your heart. If you know the Holy Ghost is calling you to not in word or not in reciting of scripture, but you feel a holy call today, tonight, literally to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Christ. And you feel that there are some things that God needs to renew your ways of thinking, you need to repent of, and you want to come to this place where God, I am all in. Out of your seat right now and flood to the front. Shukurabaka. Only if that's you right now. Deny yourself. I mean push to the front. Shukur, not to me. Hurabaka bashukura, Lord, Holy Ghost. Come on, come and do business with the Lord right now before you leave. If there's things you need to ask God to forgive you for, repent of, come on, do it now. God is looking for a holy people, a set apart people. Holy Lord, fill this room and fill your people right now. Father, I cry out that everyone in this room will see a picture of your holiness and glory. Your holiness. Some of us need to repent of impurity. Some of us need to repent of compromise. There's areas of your life the Holy Ghost is mentioning. It doesn't have to be loud, but out of your mouth, you need to repent right now. Come on. Father, forgive me right now. Forgive me, oh God, for whatever it may be. Cleanse me right now. God, let there be a spirit of repentance that sweeps across this place right now. Lord, the beauty of repentance, oh God, that cleanses us, that refreshes us, oh God. Holy Ghost. Father, we repent for fighting for our rights. Father, we repent of seeking the path of comfort and ease. This is for many of us in this room right now, and if it's you, I want you to come in agreement. Father, I repent of compromise. Father, I repent of compromise and I repent of comparison, oh God, saying at least I'm not doing that, at least I'm not that bad, at least I'm not like them. Father, forgive us a spiritual pride and comparison, oh God. And would you cleanse us from all sin and all impurity and all unrighteousness, O God? Would you come and take the fire from the coals from the fire of God? And would you come and apply it to our lives right now? Would the fire of God come, Lord, where all impurities will come to the surface, will come to the light? And God, we repent, O God, of those little compromises, those little foxes, O God. We repent of those little things that we entertain in our life, O God. And we cry out, Lord, would you cleanse us, would you forgive us? Father, make us holy. Touch our tongues. Touch our minds. Let there be a renewing and a reviving. But right now in this place, Father, we give you permission to search our hearts, to test us, to try us, to see if there's be any offensive way. And if there is, God, would you lead us in the way everlasting? Search me, O God. Search me, O God. Lord, not from a place of self-condemnation, O God, but from a place of, God, we don't want anything, Lord, that's not of you. God, if it's not of you, it goes tonight. If it's not of you, it goes tonight. Lord, that's the cry of our heart, Lord. If it's not of you, it goes. God, we want you to increase. We want to decrease. Spirit of God, fall in this room right now. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory come upon every hungry heart. Mark your people with your fire, Lord. Mark your people with your fire. Let the refiner's fire come, Lord. Let the refiner's fire come. I see an increase of God's light. I literally see an increase of God's light coming to those that are willing to say, God, search me and cleanse me. I give it all to you today. Lord, I give it all to you today. Would your light come? Holy Spirit. Now it's time to say yes, Lord. If you've come and you brought it, you've come and asked God to cleanse you, you've come and said, Lord, I'm all in. Now it's time out of your mouth. Again, it doesn't have to be loud, but out of your lips, not out of your heart right now, out of your lips. I'm just going to ask you to start to say, Father, I give everything to you. Lord Jesus, I give everything to you and I'm all in. I'm all in. If you ask me to go, I'll go. Father God, I want you to come and to fill me afresh. I want to come, Lord God, and be baptized afresh with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want you to come and be Lord of every part of my life. Lord, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all in for your glory. Come, Lord Jesus, in my life. Come, Lord Jesus, through my life. I give it all to you. 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 Shiora Baba Kuriana. Shiora Baba Kieta Tatara Bukurianda. Kurabasi. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I surrender all. Father, like Uzziah after he encountered the Lord. God, and he cried out when he saw how his heart was God, and you came and you touched him. You forgave him, you cleansed him. Father, the next breath, you said, who will go for us? Who will speak for us? And Isaiah said, here am I, send me. And I declare by the Spirit of God that, Lord, we as your people are here am I, send me people. The Lord is looking for some people who say, here am I, send me. Lord, and as you send us, God, we cry out that we will stay close to your heart. Stay close to your refiner's fire. Lord, I pray that this church will come into a place, oh God, that every believer of full maturity. Father, with the fruit of the Spirit, oh God. Lord, is not sacrificed because of the gifts of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, enable and empower the gifts of the Spirit of God to become even more fruitful in Jesus' name. Make us more like Jesus. Refine us. Refine us. Mark your people. Mark your people. Hear the Father say that I'm pleased with your passion and your response tonight. But I also hear him say, what will you do differently tomorrow? What will you prioritize tomorrow? What will you shift and change as the weeks go on? I hear the Lord saying for some, it's less screen time and it's more God time. Some of you have felt the pulling of God away from certain things for some time, yet you haven't quite taken the step. The Lord says tonight is a night to take the step towards. Lord, if you draw me away from that thing, then tonight I say I'm stepping away. Come on, guys, if that is you tonight, I want you to seal that tonight before you leave. Some of you, you know the Holy Ghost is inviting you into a deeper place of intimacy, whether it be in the morning or at night. More time when you just draw aside, sit in God's Word, but there's always come reasons why that gets pushed to the side. The Lord says, I want you to make a decision tonight. I'm going to pick that up and embrace that. Your response tonight delights the Father. Your passion tonight delights the Father. Your repentance tonight delights the Father. But it's not just about the passion of the moment. God, we're going to prioritize you. Right now, everyone in this room, ask the Father, Father, what is the one thing that you would like to shift or to change this coming week? Come on, ask him right now and then listen to what he says. What's the one thing, God, that you are calling me to shift or change? Many of you just heard something, didn't you? You heard something? Now offer it back to him as a prayer of commitment. Father, I'm going to do that this week. Come on, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do that one thing now. Holy Ghost is sustaining me. Some of you in this room, you know that part of one of the things He's asking you, He's very specific. He's been asking you to get up half an hour earlier. If that's you and you know that He's been asking you to do that right now, verbalize it back to Him as a prayer of commitment right now. Come on, out of your mouth right now. Father, I'm going to do that. I'm saying to the ones that God has spoken to. I heard the Lord just say right now that for some of you, He's actually said, I want you to turn the TV off 1 hour earlier each night. Come on, if that's you, I want you to verbalize that as a prayer of commitment right now to the Father. This is not legalism. This is discipleship. This is maturity. God is looking for a sacred, holy, anointed, called apart, set apart people. Are you such a person? The Spirit of the Lord is saying to me that some of you, your challenge has been gossip. Talking to other people about other people in a negative way. In fact, many times you pick up the phone to call. If that's you, by the Spirit of God right now, I want you to make a commitment to the Father that stops tonight. Come on, church. It stops tonight. What would happen if every time you went to pick up the phone to call someone about someone else, you would get to your knees and you pray for that person instead? Come on, church. If that's you, verbalizing a prayer right now, Father, I'm gonna go to prayer instead of gossip. The Lord says, I want to give you practical things this week. Practical things this week. This is not just about coming to an altar. This is not just about praying a prayer and then going on life as normal. God says, I want to speak to you right now. Come on. Some of you, the Holy Ghost says, I want to say three or four things to you right now. If you're really hungry for this, God, say, Father, there's more things right now. Speak now. Speak now in this holy moment. What is it that you want to get my attention on this week? And then as He gives it, pray it back out of your mouth as a prayer. Father, I'm going to do that. The Lord has shown me that some of you, the acceleration on your spiritual growth is about to go. Man, it's about God's about to put the, He's about to put the pedal down. And it's not because you're doing anything different, but responding to Him. The Lord says your gifts are not going to accelerate, promote you. It's going to be your character. Make me more like Jesus. Make me more like Jesus. Father, make me more like Jesus. Father, give me your heart. May my passions and desires line up with your passions and desires. God, would the motivation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Almighty God? Stir my heart with the things that stir your heart. God, grieve my heart with the things that grieve your heart. God, give me your view. Give me your lens. Give me your eyes. Give me your heart. God, make us people of the secret place. Would you do a deep work? A deep work. We give it all to you. We give it all to you. Father, I pray right now that everything shared this weekend, Father, I bind any of it resulting in condemnation, but all of it, Lord, let all of it be like fuel on the fire of the Holy Ghost's work in our lives, so that through our life revival fire will continue to increase over Australia and the nations of the world, where Jesus will be seen clearly and accurately. Not just in a demonstration of power, although God, we cry out, increase it, Lord. Lord, not just in a, oh God, a great harvest of souls, but we say increase it, Lord. But God, in a, Lord, an increase of people that look like Jesus. So God, I release your blessing, your favor, your smile, your delight upon these men, these women, these young people. So God, would you lead us forward as we rediscover the joy of true intimacy with you and fellowship with you, as the Holy Spirit does his great work, in Jesus' name.
Let's just stay in this atmosphere of the Father just ministering to us. But we never want to close the meeting without giving anyone the opportunity to really know Him, our Father in heaven, as your own Father. You might be in this room or watching online, and you've never, in your honest heart, have looked to God as your Father. You've never asked for the forgiveness of your sins, or perhaps you have at one point in your life and you've walked away, and you're here tonight from an invitation from a friend. It's not a mere, hey, would you come to church tonight? It is a God-ordained invitation from the Father, prompting someone with the heartbeat of our Father to say, would you tell this person to come meet me at church tonight? He longs for you to come back home. He longs for you to know Him. So without anyone looking right now, is that you? Can I ask you to do something very bold and brave and just let us know and just raise your hand in this place? Is there anyone? Is there anyone right now that needs the forgiveness of our Father? Whether you're here at the front or you're still in your seats or you're online, give us a yes online. And let's just pray this prayer. Everyone just close their eyes and let's just pray. And say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Son, Jesus. God, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins. I repent. And I say sorry for everything that I've done. I ask that you wash my sins away. Jesus, I believe you died and rose again. Enter my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Make me brand new from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Can I ask you, did you pray that prayer and did you mean it from the bottom of your heart? And if you did, just give us a quick wave. Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Yeah, thank you over there. Yeah. Come on. Come on. I'm going to ask you to do something. Just on the screens, please grab your phones and let us know, because you're not called to do this on your own. This is a lifestyle. This is a life commitment. God isn't looking for converts. He's not looking for a one-night decision, a one-night moment. The world knows about those things. He's looking for a covenant marriage between you and Him. We in the Bible are referred to as the bride of Christ. He is the groom. When we come to Him, it's like when we walk down the altar, or you're waiting for your partner. You're forsaking the world and saying yes to the one who laid down His life for you, forsaking all others. And so, please get your phones. If you prayed this prayer, you raise your hand, or even if you didn't, and you need to get right with God, please let us know, and we're going to help you in this walk, in this covenant, beautiful relationship with the Heavenly Father. We have an amazing course, the Jesus Journey, that's going to help you. It's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m., the foundations of what it is to be a believer. And please get to know the family of believers in this church. We're here every Sunday, 10 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and there's so many different things throughout the week. You can find all of that on social media and our website as well. But can I encourage you, don't make this a one-off decision. Make this a life decision. Week in, week out, day in, day out with Him. Amen. The Bible says we are to gather and do not be in the habit of forsaking the gathering like some are. There is a strength that happens within you and around you as we gather together. Amen. So please let us know.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about Fire Church, head to our website, firechurch.com.au. And don't forget to connect with us on social media, on Instagram, fire.church, Facebook, Fire Church, and YouTube, Fire Church TV. Have a blessed week.